Section 1 of Tales of a Wayside Inn. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Peter Yearsley. Tales of a Wayside Inn by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. Section 1. Prelude. The Wayside Inn. One autumn night in Sudbury town, across the meadows, bare and brown, the windows of the Wayside Inn gleamed red with firelight through the leaves of woodbine hanging from the eaves, their crimson curtains rent and thin. As ancient is this hostelry as any in the land may be, built in the old colonial day when men lived in a grander way, with ampler hospitality. A kind of old hobgoblin hall, now somewhat fallen to decay, with weather stains upon the wall, and stairways worn, and crazy doors, and creaking and uneven floors, and chimneys huge and tiled and tall. A region of repose, it seems, a place of slumber and of dreams, remote among the wooded hills. For there no noisy railway speeds, its torch race scattering smoke and gleeds, but noon and night the panting teams stop under the great oaks that throw tangles of light and shade below, on roofs and doors and window-sills. Across the road the barns display their lines of stalls, their mows of hay. Through the wide doors the breezes blow, the wattled cocks strut to and fro, and, half-effaced by rain and shine, the red horse prances on the sign. Round this old-fashioned, quaint abode, deep silence reigned, save when a gust went rushing down the county road, and skeletons of leaves and dust, a moment quickened by its breath, shuddered and danced their dance of death. And through the ancient oaks o'erhead, mysterious voices moaned and fled. But from the parlour of the inn a pleasant murmur smote the ear, like water rushing through a weir, oft interrupted by the din of laughter and of loud applause, and in each intervening pause the music of a violin. The firelight, shedding over all the splendour of its ruddy glow, filled the whole parlour, large and low. It gleamed on wainscot and on wall. It touched, with more than wonted grace, fair Princess Mary's pictured face. It bronzed the rafters overhead. On the old spinet's ivory keys it played inaudible melodies. It crowned the sombre clock with flame, the hand.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?